I've spent more than half my life looking for the time to go back to my homeland and once again climb up the side of a sand dune by Half Moon Bay, where I'd run to the edge and I'd just fly away. Now the desert keeps calling me and I don't know why. It's just a big sandbox beneath the big sky. I have tried to explain it to my wife and kids and friends, but it takes another brat to understand that when I'm standing by the sea, there's a place I long to be. I'm kicking off my sandals and I walk along the beach, 'cause when there's sand between my toes, then I know it's time to go back across the desert to Dharan. People here are unaware how the people over there can be perfectly adjusted when the sand blows in their hair. But the desert sky at night might be the world's most perfect sight, and there's no contamination in the air. Now when I'm standing by the sea, there's a place I long to be. I'm kicking off my sandals and I walk along the beach, 'cause when there's sand between my toes, then I know it's time to go back across the desert to Dharan. There's a part of me today that would give a million reals to go back again and play. Hiding out in Jebel Rocks, watching nomads tend their flocks, and hear the faithful call again to pray. Now when I'm standing by the sea, there's a place I long to be. I'm kicking off my sandals and I walk along the beach, 'cause when there's sand between my toes, then I know it's time to go back across the desert to Abkhake, Rastanura, and Amman. Back across the desert to Dharan.